First things first, I see that you are fully clothed. Whilst I appreciate that you are not making any assumptions, I'll be needing you to remove everything. Go ahead. I'll sit next to you and watch as you disrobe. Good. Sit back. Scoot your ass to the lip of the couch. Open your legs wide. You know, I do love our lessons. Guiding my adorable pet, instructing her, teaching her how to better serve me, to worship me unconditionally, to worship cock, to worship pussy, to worship anything. She will stop at nothing to please me. Pet, remove your collar and bring it to me. Good girl. Now return to your position. Undress for me, slowly. Show me your body. Remove everything except your bra. And your adorable black stockings. Those are too delicious to come off today. That's right. Panties off. Put your arms at your side. Feet together. Shoulders back a bit. Chest up. Good girl. The way she dutifully undresses for me. Without a moment's hesitation. I know she's shy, but she certainly doesn't show it when obeying my commands. And that turns me on. She is gifted in her obedience. Pet, I'd like both hands back behind your head now, and turn and face the opposite direction. I want to take a good look at you. Look at her magnificent tight ass. I could just take a bite out of it right now. So, today is something of a midterm for my beautiful pet. A test of her cock-worshipping prowess. Today will be her chance to shine as she demonstrates everything she has learned thus far in our lessons. And she will do so without a single shred of intervention from me. Pet, turn and face me now. Keep your hands behind your head. Good girl. Are you ready to begin? Yes? Good girl. Then you have my permission to start. She's a wondrous student, isn't she? Taking her time to get into position to begin worshipping. Kneeling slowly, not rushing. Her hands in her lap like a good girl as she plants one lovely kiss at the head of your cock. Right on the tip. You're going to be rock hard soon. Are you wondering how this particular midterm came to be? Would you like me to tell you all about my dirty little pet as she worships your cock? As her warm, wet tongue dabs at your balls? As she teases the base of your shaft with her soft lips? Yes? But I'll need your solemn oath that you'll be strong and hold out until she's ready to finish you. Can you do that? Yes? We'll see how disciplined you are. Where to begin? So, yesterday was a good day. The first thing that happened, I awoke to a warm, pulsing wave of pleasure running up my body, to a wave of ecstasy. I awoke to a tongue on my clit. Have you ever been woken up by someone giving you head? No? Well, you should try it sometime. She just couldn't help herself. Such a little hornball. She was wearing only an oversized white t-shirt and nothing else. And I was gripping and pulling at it so hard that I practically tore it off her body when I came. She was an absolute animal. Of course, I returned the favor. I tied her up and toyed with her for almost an hour before letting her orgasm. When she did, it was explosive. She came so hard and so loudly that I was afraid she was going to alert the whole neighborhood, so I had to put my hand over her mouth as she squirmed and tugged at her ropes until finally she settled down into soft whimpers. Does it make you harder when I whisper all about my naughty little pet to you? As she holds your cock up firmly and takes your head into her mouth. Just holding you there, patiently, without using her hands. What does the inside of her mouth feel like when she's holding you still like this? Is it warm and wet? Can you feel the texture of her tongue? Is it dancing around your tip? Or is she just softly sucking you? Isn't it sweet the way she looks up at me every now and then? Her big, gorgeous eyes begging for my attention as she worships your head. God, she's so. Shall I continue as she starts slowly massaging your shaft? Yes? Where did I leave off? After that, I untied her and just held her in my arms until we both fell back to sleep. It was blissful. When I woke up again a little later, I found her in the kitchen. She was naked except for a skimpy little apron, and she was cooking breakfast for us. We sat down and had a divine late morning meal together. She stayed naked for me, of course. I had her open her mouth to see if she could catch blueberries. After that, we gussied up and went out to spend the day just being a lazy pair. We did some shopping, bought some new toys, and we had an afternoon drink. Oh, she's stroking you now, her open mouth hovering just above your head. Do you feel her warm breath on your cock? She's a skillful little pet, isn't she? Creative. She loves to worship cock, you know. That's why I love watching her do it. And I especially love when she does it just for me. I believe she's searching for that first delicious drop of pre-cum. Are you going to give it to her? Those tiny, soft moans while she squeezes you. Tightly milking for it, watching your hole for the first little bit. Don't deny my pet and her soft lips. She's begging. I want to see pre-cum streaming out for her. Feed her greedy little mouth. Do you understand? Good. Where was I? We were sitting at the bar enjoying a cocktail. and she giddily asked me if there's anything she could do to turn me on. Immediately, I instructed her to remove her panties and to give them to me, so that I would know her gorgeous pet pussy was unfettered for me. She began to stand up and was about to make her way to the restroom, so I stopped her. I told her firmly to sit back down and instructed her, again, to remove her panties and give them to me. And then she understood and duteously complied with my order. I made her keep her eyes on me while she did it, and I allowed her only the use of one hand. It took some very subtle squirming, twisting, shifting to not cause a scene. And I know she enjoyed every single moment of it. Finally, after some very fancy maneuvering, she got them off, folded them up, and handed them to me for safekeeping. I was wet by the time I reached up and took them from her. I'm wet now, watching her. I wonder how she'd feel if she knew I was about to start touching myself as she worships your cock for me. Emboldened, no doubt. Are you feeding her your sweet and salty pre-cum? Yes. I see her licking and nibbling at your cockhole for it. Are you leaking for her? She is so hungry for it. Give her more. Feed my good girl. Give her everything she wants. I keep getting sidetracked, don't I? So, today's midterm. Later that evening, I was telling her what a good girl she is, and how well she has done to please me, and that I would like to reward her. She told me that she enjoys our little lessons, and that before I reward her, she would like to prove that she is an exceptional student by demonstrating what she has learned, all by herself and with no instruction. She put her lips to my ear and said softly, "Please let me show you what a good girl I am. Let me worship cock just for you." And she begged. She begged and begged and begged until I finally was unable to refuse her. I leaned in and I said, "I will arrange a special session just for you, and I will allow you to worship cock as I watch. I will allow you to milk every drop of cum from his full, heavy balls and swallow it down with relish. And I will allow you to do all of this without my instruction, so that you may prove to me that you are a good learner, a good student, and a good girl." And you know what she said to me? "Thank you, mistress." And she melted into me. I definitely don't remember teaching her this. The way she's turned herself backwards like that, stroking your cock and facing you from underneath. God, how exquisite. She's edging your cock for strands of pre-cum to drip down into her open, waiting mouth. What else can I whisper to you as my pet strokes your delicious cock into her mouth? I could tell you that I'm so fucking turned on watching my pet go to town on your thick cock that I'm going to touch myself right now. Because that's what she does to me. Keep feeding her that pre-cum. It's like she's addicted to it. So attentive as she milks your hard cock for it. The way she's flicking her tongue at that strand that's dangling from your tip. And slurping it up. Okay, let's see. Let me tell you about the time I came home and caught my pet and her friend messing around behind my back in the bathroom. Little sluts. I heard moaning, and when I opened the door, I found my pet holding a purple dildo up to her friend's mouth. And lifting her shirt up over her tits. They acted startled when I walked in on them, but I know they secretly wanted me to catch them. They had to be punished, of course. First, I instructed them to both face the wall, put their hands against it, and their heads down. I pulled their panties down to their knees and rolled up their shirts just past their nipples. Then I held my pet firmly by her hair and spanked her hard while instructing her friend to count each and every one out loud, all the way up to 20. I took my time. After I was done spanking my pet, I did the same to her friend, as my pet counted out loud from 20 all the way back to 0. But I certainly wasn't done there. I took that purple dildo, used their mouths to wet it, and fucked my pet and her friend with it in turn. "Beg for forgiveness," I said, as I pumped it into their wet pussies. "Beg. Please, please, please," they whimpered. "Please." I made my pet and her slut friend lick each other's warm juices off of it. And then I fucked them for a bit longer. "Please," they whimpered some more. I turned them both around to face me, and I held a pussy in each hand. They were both shaking uncontrollably, breathing hard and fast. "Beg," I said. "Beg for my forgiveness." "Please, please, please," they moaned. I stood there in stern silence, holding and rubbing them against the wall for minutes on end until they were both squirming and begging and pleading desperately. "Please, please, please." Finally, I released them, put my hand softly to their faces, and said gently, "You are forgiven, but don't ever let me catch you like this again." "Thank you, mistress. Thank you," they said. What happened next surprised me. It excites me just thinking about it. As if perfectly synchronized and without a single word to one another, my beautiful angel stood directly in front of me, and her friend made her way around and nestled in behind me. And they both began kissing their way down my body. My pet slowly kissed down my chest and my stomach. and her tight friend kissed down my back, unzipping my pants and pulling them down, and taking them off as their knees met the floor. Then, without warning, there were two hot tongues inside me, one on each side, worshipping me. They drove their tongues into me slowly, and then built into a pulsing rhythm, hard and fast. I almost blacked out in ecstasy, until finally I exploded all over my pet's beautiful face. I collapsed against the bathroom wall, exhausted, and watched my pet and her friend passionately kiss each other, bathed in my warm juices. "Thank you, mistress," they said. "Are you enjoying these naughty stories about my pet as she sucks you?" Watching her like this is a true gift. Watching her strive so hard to please me, knowing that she loves to do it. To hear her sweet, gratified moans. The way she's holding your balls tight and stroking you hard, her mouth pumping your head. She looks and sounds so hungry. Would you like another story? Yes? Are you going to be able to hold strong until she's done with you? Yeah? Okay, if you say so. A couple of weeks ago, we were sitting on the couch together watching a film and drinking homemade apple cider. And out of nowhere, she leaned in close to me, and she whispered, "Mistress, I will eat cum for you, any way that you want me to." I couldn't help but grin. It was so utterly endearing. She thought I was smirking, that I wasn't taking her seriously. She slapped my arm and I giggled a bit. I think she was a little embarrassed, because she was being so sincere. Okay. If I milked a hard cock into a champagne glass, I asked her, would you tilt your head back for me so I could pour it slowly down your throat? Of course, mistress, she replied. Okay, I said. Would you lie on the kitchen table on your back, still and perfect and motionless, with your legs spread wide for me, and wait patiently as I etched a cock until I was pumping hot, fresh cum directly into your mouth? I asked. I wouldn't move a muscle, mistress, she replied softly. What if I stroked it onto a bowl of chocolate ice cream? I asked. Would you kneel in front of me and open wide so I could spoon feed you a delicious, frosty cum treat? I would love that, mistress, she replied, even more softly. I'd lick the bowl clean. And if I drained a cock all over my bare chest, would you clean me properly with your tongue? Would you lap it off my tits until there wasn't one single drop left? I asked. I would love that the most, mistress, she replied in barely a whisper. I could see that she was aroused, and she didn't need to say another word. So I took her apple cider and my own, and placed them both down on the coffee table. I sat back silently, unbuttoned my shirt slowly as she watched, draped it open for her, and pulled down my bra. And then I held her head firmly and guided her mouth to my breasts. My other hand found its way down into her panties, and I rubbed her dripping wet pussy until she was burying her loud moans into my chest as she came. Her warm breath had the scent of sweet apples. Thank you, she whispered afterwards. Thank you. Is this too much for you? Telling you all of these things as she strokes your cock into her mouth. You better not be too ready to come. My star pupil doesn't seem like she's done with you yet. She's pushing her legs together, straddling you. This is unexpected. She's going to rub your cock with her soft, wet pussy. God, she is full of surprises today. She knows exactly what to do to bring you to the edge. Are you enjoying the view of her tits as she glides her lips up and down along your shaft, teasing the head of your cock with her clit? Fuck, you're spilling pre-cum everywhere. You are aching to be inside that tight body, aren't you? Is that what you want? To thrust that cock deep into that cunt? For her to ride you? To fuck your brains out until you explode into her? You'll have to wait for that, I'm afraid. That's a lesson for another day. Oh, don't come. Don't come yet. Hold it a little longer. Oh, she's kneeling back down to suck you off. Okay. Story time is over. Oh, I don't know how she's going to finish you, but I expect it will be spectacular. Oh, she's pumping you hard and fast again with her hands and her mouth. Oh my, I've never seen her deep throat a cock before. She wants it. She really wants it. Are you going to feed her? Oh, she's hungry. She's holding your head firmly with her lips, moaning onto you, whimpering for it. Fuck. Unstrapping and taking off her bra with you still in her mouth. She's naked for me. Naked for your cum. Oh, she's ready. She's so hungry. Oh, fuck. Feed her. Feed my pet. Feed her. Unload in her mouth. Give it to her. Come in her mouth. You fucking come in her mouth. Fuck. Homecoming. Homecoming. Fuck. Suck it all out. Good girl. Suck out that creamy treat. My good pet. Oh, fuck. She's just holding her head in her warm mouth. In her lap, like the obedient pet she is. My angel doesn't want to miss a drop. She's going to hold you like this, her lips wrapped tightly around your cock, keeping you in her wet mouth until you are empty, sucking you bone dry, until you are drained. Beautiful, perfect pet. I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to let her hold that cock in her mouth for as long as she pleases, until she's satisfied. She did so well today. Your balls must be empty after that performance. Fuck. Oops. Looks like she's finished. A couple of final kisses with her soft lips at your tip. She's exquisite. Oh, you want to show me? Come here, darling. Come and show me. Say, You swallowed everything, didn't you? All of that sweet cum. You're such a good girl. My perfect student. You didn't let one drop spill out. You exceeded my expectations today, darling. My good girl. Yes, you passed.